Good morning on this. Yes, it's already Wednesday, and that's the good news, right? Just make it to noon. You're halfway through the day. Okay. So NPR is suing Donald Trump. He is violating their First Amendment rights. How is he doing that? It's weird. He's saying we shouldn't fund them. Okay, this is going to be a test. It's going to be a great test. Here's what's about to go down over the next few months. He's just issued an executive order defunding NPR and PBS and a couple of other things. Judge strikes it down. Says, no, we need a Politburo. We need Soviet-level propaganda because that's what it is, total lies. And you will fund it. Okay, Trump's budget director, guy by the name of Russ Voigt, I don't know how he says it, has already laid out there are going to be 9 to 12 rescission bills. What does that mean? Takes 51 votes in the Senate, 51% in the House. The first one is going to be a major test called Are You a Republican? Yes or no? Put an X in the box here. The first one is going to have some Doge cuts. It's going to defund NPR and it's going to defund PBS. We'll see. We'll see who's really a Republican. They can't do it yet because they've got to get the big, beautiful bill full first through. Then after that, they'll start cutting by rescission. It's called rescission. At the same time, there's another legal battle brewing between Trump and the GAO for impoundment, meaning Trump doesn't need to go to Congress. He can just cut this stuff. Okay, there's two key Supreme Court cases here. One is Andrew Jackson going way all the way back to the founding. He won. He got to make cuts. He didn't want to spend some money that Congress allocated. Supreme Court said he didn't have to. Fast forward to the modern era. The Supreme Court's been largely corrupted and makes really weird decisions. Nixon tried the same thing, figuring Jackson got away with it. He didn't want to fund the Clean Water Act. So he just withheld the funds. He lost badly. 0-8. And saying he didn't have impoundment power. So the plan here with the big, beautiful bill, which will break the back of the American taxpayer, is who cares if Congress is overspending? They're all looking to Trump to go back and cut it later. That's the plan. That's what they hope will happen. But the question is, can he get 51 votes in the Senate for any of this stuff? Defund NPR, defund PBS. I don't know. We'll find out. But that's what's getting set up here. And NPR claims, and Scott Pelley hysterically repeats at Wake Forest, that the media is undergoing censorship because Trump won't fund them. Folks, we know what censorship really is. And we're finding out more about it every day. Scott Pelley has never lived through a thing like we have. He's the 60 Minutes whiner, liar, whining at Wake Forest that they're living through some sort of First Amendment apocalypse. No, First Amendment apocalypse is what Tulsi Gabbard just declassified. She's the director of national intelligence. They classified a program to censor off the internet, censor off social media, and debank conservatives who said true things about the Hunter Biden laptop, about COVID, about all of it, whatever they were censoring for this week. And in order to hide the fact they were breaking the law, they classified it. Unbelievable. Scott Pelley is pretending none of that happened. So half the country has actually lived through real Soviet-style censorship. Pelley thinks censorship is when NPR doesn't get funded and PBS doesn't get funded so they can lie. That's the left's version of that. We don't censor them, so they've never actually experienced what we now have. Used to be to find people who've experienced that level of political persecution, you had to go to China or Russia, but now it's MAGA too. And Scott Pelley thinks if you don't, you know, if you don't fund all of the lying media, then it's censorship. We're going to get into all of this later on as we roll through the show today. What Tulsi Gabbard has declassified, though, is unbelievable. Do not miss this, folks. Do not miss this. After the Red speech, Remember the one with Biden in the red in the background, the creepy Marine standing there like he's going to come to your house and kick in your door because you said the wrong thing on social media? That one? Biden, his administration, whoever was running it that day, began secretly attaching threat tags to Americans who asked what turned out to be all the right questions and who said what turned out to be all the actually true things. Take a listen.
That when you look at the language of these documents that I've declassified, the Biden administration's designation of potential violent domestic extremists, it really talks about people who may likely turn out to be domestic violent extremists or those who may likely turn to violence because of these specific quote unquote ideologies that they hold. And there's a consistent thread through here that these ideologies that they are designating as turning into potentially violent activities or being manifested in violent activities happen to be those of people who were using their First Amendment rights to oppose certain policies of the Biden administration, those who opposed the COVID vaccine mandates, those who opposed the mask mandates, parents who were concerned that their children going to school may be forcibly vaccinated with the COVID vaccine without the consent or awareness of parents. The list goes on and on, but it's not exclusive to this. You know, people who were opposed to Biden's border policy, for example, could therefore have propensities to join a militia or could become these domestic violent extremists that we're talking about here.
So they were labeled with threat tags, censored, and debanked, including Barron Trump, Melania Trump, and Trump Jr. Crazy, right? Texter writes, hey, Tira, if NPR wins their lawsuit against Trump, does WORD get to have government funding as well? Well, no, we say true things here. I don't need to fund that. But I mean, you know, your point's well taken, though. Where's our government funding? Wait a minute. If I use the Scott Pelley 60 Minutes model, then that means I'm being oppressed if I don't get government funding, right? Isn't that how it works? Well, wonders never cease. You know what? Two things are now connected in nature. It's crazy. I've never seen this in science before. The second trade negotiations begin with China, trade negotiations that, you know, maybe are not so favorable to China. Viruses get out from China. I know, weird, right? Man, that thing just makes a whips around the wet market, and here it comes from China. Folks, did anybody ever think it's strange that these viruses, by the way, there's a new strain of COVID. How convenient is that? Isn't it weird that viruses, new viral outbreaks, right, only come from China now? Data, do you know how big the world is? Have you looked at the map? You're going to tell me there's nowhere else in the world that a viral outbreak could happen but China, the place where inside the Wuhan lab, Senator Rand Paul has told us this, so did former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo when he was Trump's Secretary of State, a place where inside the Wuhan lab, they have multiple they have multiple strains of COVID that have not hit the public yet. That place, China, out of nowhere comes a new strain. Very scary strain. You should be very scared. Are you scared? Oh, you should be terrified. Right? Says the mainstream media. Headline, highly infectious new COVID strain from China that led to massive spike in hospitalizations has spread to the U.S. Be very, very scared. Hong Kong authorities say COVID-19 cases have spiked to the worst levels in at least a year. After officials announced a significant increase in emergency room visits and hospitalizations in the last month due to the variant. You know, of course, Hong Kong is under, it's a basically Chinese-dominated government. It's basically the CCP speaking. That included 81 severe cases in the past 4 weeks, including 30 deaths. The vast majority of the cases were in adults 65 and up. Last 4 weeks, cool. When did When did the bulk of Trump's really tough trade sanctions hit China? I mean, yeah, he's been at it since he was sworn in. But I mean, like the 145% tariff about 4 weeks ago. It's the strangest thing. Like, the only people who can't see that through this are liberal news media reporters. Everybody else can. Everybody else can. So, you know, it's helpful to review now that we have this other new strain of COVID out of nowhere. Actually, China. By the way, you know what's interesting? And I've done many podcasts on this. If you go back to the early 2000s and you listen to the Chinese generals giving speeches, they tell us what they're going to do. They are going to use weaponized viruses to get the upper hand in global trade. They're very, very clear about it. Then the Democrats gave them, and Fauci and Hunter Biden gave them that weaponized gain-of-function technology, and they're off to the races. So they told us what they were going to do, and they're doing it. But let's review, shall we, since there is suddenly and very conveniently a new strain of COVID. Oh, very deadly, more deadly than the last one. Be very afraid. Let's review what happened the last time a COVID strain conveniently got out. Remember this? From Daniel DiMartino, regular commentator on CNBC, CEO of MoneyStrong.
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan.
This is 2019.
6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there.
Made sure it was in there.
Said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks?
Of course they did.
They shut down.
They are laughing their butts off. So are the Democrats. They're working in tandem again. They always do. So what is going on in the U.S. side of this? The media is whipping the left, the only people who still believe this stuff, into a frenzy. The number three story in the country, Trump administration no longer recommending COVID vaccine for healthy kids and healthy pregnant women, just as the strain comes out of nowhere, i.e. the Wuhan lab, because that's where it came from. They let it out again, conveniently timed, to the trade negotiations, to scuttle them, or at least punish us, whatever. So the left is hysterical about this right now. That's why it's the top trending, top 10 article in the, you know, top 10 story in the country. So now they fear, wow, we got to face COVID without the shot. That doesn't work. No, that's not what Kennedy's saying. What he's saying is, for those under 65, we will approve a, you know, mRNA COVID shot after we see the gold standard science that shows two things. Number one, that it works. It doesn't. And number two, that it's safe. So, you know, turn in the data and we'll approve it. What happened when they said that last week? You'd think by now Moderna and Pfizer would have plenty of data. They turned it over. No, Moderna withdrew its application rather than provide data. How is it 2025 and they don't have gold standard data? The thing is, they do internally. I guarantee you they do. Shows it doesn't work and it's very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. How dangerous are we talking? Well, if you listened to the congressional testimony last week, here is OBGYN Dr. James Thorpe.
In the now infamous Shima Bakuro study published on April 21st, 2021, in the digital version of the New England Journal of Medicine, 21 authors claimed the miscarriage rate was 12.6%, but the raw data revealed an 82% miscarriage rate
COVID
in
shot.
Women vaccinated during the first trimester. This figure mirrors the effects of chemical abortion drugs such as RU486. At least six existing studies, three from CDC, FDA, and two from Pfizer, revealed major breaches in safety signals for COVID-19 vaccines in pregnancy. These findings were ignored. Conversely, countless independent researchers with no confidence.
So they acknowledge a 12% miscarriage rate from the shot. You won't get that? You're pregnant? No, you don't. But it's actually 82%. Kennedy knows they can't prove it safe. He knows they can. So he's like, prove it safe. I'll let you do it. I'll prove it. They can't. And that is where the COVID shot went. And that is why, in part, you suddenly have the hysteria of China releasing it. Folks, this is a game. It's a game the Democrats play in tandem with China. They're probably talking on the phone.